This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg, don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
It's a 508 text. He isn't exactly wrong, though. Granted, everybody is going to have their shot, but sometimes it can be harder to grab a flag than it is to just tackle
something. I quit. I quit.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Granted, they did have Terry McLaurin, and he's better than anything you had.
And Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, and Cliff Kingsbury.
Is that where they do that cheese thing at Cliff's Kingsbury? Guess what?
Cliff's Kingsbury?
I love Josh's McDaniel.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem. Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Teddy Bradshaw basically said he liked Kenny Pickett. Threatened to whoop this girl's ass. That is a direct quote.
Whoop.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Shime, you can relate. That's all to catch a giant wheel of cheese. I'm sure you would sacrifice your body for the same thing. Am I right?
I would do anything for a wheel of cheese.
Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Some of my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Morning.
What'd it do?
Everything copacetic this morning?
Oh, here we go.
Everything is.
I know, there's no tea, and you don't have any tea either. I saw that from Chrissy in the Twitch.
No, I don't have any tea, and there's no tea in copacetic.
Yep.
Actually, my tea level, pretty strong.
Copacetic?
We can verify.
All right, I thought you had like some tea. You was about to tell us something.
No, oh, no tea.
No tea, okay.
No tea. Right. It is a getaway day for us. We will be heading to Rhode Island after the show is over. And ready for roadshow number 3, which is happening tomorrow at the Lobster Bar in Newport. And we will see you tonight at the Landing. And there's a benefit going on. We're raising money tonight and tomorrow for the employees at the Matunuck Oyster Bar who are out of a summer job because of the fire there last week. So every time you order a Bud Light, Miller Light. What, you start the entire show over, Sean? Every time you order a...
Reset.
Every time you order a Miller Lite, they will donate $10 to the employee fund that has been established for those workers down there. So
awesome.
We are looking forward to seeing you in Rhode Island over the next 24 hours. Now, yesterday, Wiggy, on this show, on this very radio show, I believe I asked you if it would be an issue for Mike Vrabel, what occurred on the party boat of Stephon Diggs.
Yes.
And you said, nope, no big deal.
No, you're wrong about that. I said I don't think it'd be a big deal, but then again, I don't know Vrabel, and it might be a problem.
I think you said no. I believe you said not a big deal.
No,
I think you said the man was having some fun with some twerkers.
Yep.
And what's the big deal? And it appears perhaps maybe I'm misreading Mike Vrabel. It might be an issue for Steph Diggs.
This is a big test though for Vrabel at the start because. It is someone that we all, at least I think Vrabel has a lot of power in the roster building, and he had to at least give his tacit approval that he was ready to work with Steph Diggs. And it used to be that no matter your issue, whether you were Corey Dillon, Randy Moss, you name it, when you arrived here, it was all about winning, and the culture superseded the personality of one bad apple. Whereas now, you have to sign guys like Steph Diggs at this point. This is why the Texans didn't re-sign him. The Texans need to win now. They have a young, great quarterback. They're up and coming. They're trying to get, you know, advance past the first round of the playoffs, and they let him walk. So I think Vrabel handled it well. We'll get to it. But this is the risk you have to have. This is the risk you have to take when you're not a place that players that are great and in their prime want to go to.
Santo and I were talking about it yesterday because we've all seen the videos, and I said yesterday that it wasn't a big deal. I was talking more about the boat, the partying with Cardi B, everything like that. Everybody's focus is on the baggie that he hands to three women that are standing around him. Now, Wiggy and I were talking about it off air. Santo said this yesterday. Like, I don't think Steph Diggs is stupid to be giving drugs to people on a boat while there's camera phones everywhere.
Well, what was it?
I don't know what it was. Maybe an inhaler. It looked like maybe the shape of an inhaler. That's what I'm telling myself.
Is he that dumb, though?
Honestly,
it was just rock candy, Greg.
So the two of you are going to bend yourselves in the pretzels to defend Stephon Diggs.
No, I'm not bending myself. Me and Santo might be on the same page as this.
You're often confused.
I don't know Steph Diggs, but he seems like, you know, he's not that dumb to be, knowing he's on camera, to be handing somebody cocaine.
I think he is.
Oh, come on, Greg. I think he is. Greg, stop.
That would be a crazy move. Like, if you are Steph Diggs, you're coming off injury.
Right.
You have a new head coach. You're on a boat. You know that people are videoing you. You're with a bunch of women. Right. To be handing it out so flippantly, to me, why did he do it? No discretion at all. Right.
Wait, but my question, now, all that's true, Courtney and Wiggy, and I understand your points. It doesn't make sense that you would do this. Why did he go on this boat? You've had months to go on a boat. Why would you do it and then miss the first day of OTAs?
I don't know. He was down in Miami. My kid actually saw him in the airport going to Miami. Oh, so really? he's down in Miami hanging out.
I know
out.
He is. The Patriots don't play in Miami. Yeah, but I'm asking why.
Because he doesn't have to be at OTAs. Did you hear Vrabel say it yesterday?
Whoa. No. Mike Vrabel didn't say that he didn't have to be there yesterday.
He said it's voluntary.
He said, well, yes, it's voluntary. Right. But you're a guy who is being paid a reasonable amount of money to make an impression on a new organization that you're going to work for.
Right.
And so you might want to be there.
Do you think he wasn't there and Vrabel didn't know he wasn't there?
I think Vrabel saw the video and saw that he wasn't coming and said, what the F is going on here? It's one thing to miss voluntary workouts. It's another to be on a yacht with six women doing things that people may perceive to be illicit drugs.
That is all bad decision after bad decision.
And if you guys are saying, why is he this dumb, why did he have that video taken? In the first place.
Well, people have their cameras on. What video taken? Well,
so then it's one or the other. You said he knows he's being filmed.
Yes.
Why did he knowingly allow himself to be filmed the day before he misses OTAs?
Because there's no harm in going out. If he told Vrabel, hey.
Did Vrabel sound like he was told?
No, I don't know. I mean, Vrabel said he talked to him. So who the hell knows? Did he tell Vrabel, hey, I'm going down. I'll be in Miami. Vrabel's like, all right, you don't need to come to OTAs. Was that all talked about? Steph Diggs then goes to Miami. There's no harm in going out having a good time with your girl and her friends and kicking it. Like, so what? Well, you can't go out?
It's the drug aspect.
That's it. We were clowning.
You can't go out. No, what a straw man.
You keep saying it.
Curtis, what are you expecting that Steph Diggs is going to play in an actual game?
Week three.
Okay, so like right now, right. Who cares if he's at OTAs? Like, I'm with Wiggy on that. I don't think Mike Vrabel cares if he's there. It's if he had drugs and he's giving drugs out on a boat while people are videoing, that is the issue.
Right.
Him
right.
spanking his girlfriend while she's dancing
is
and
nothing.
Dancing around with a bunch of women, who cares?
No,
if
no.
you look on social
no.
media, there's more people that are like, that's my receiver,
right.
than there are people saying,
right.
like, oh, this
right.
is bad.
Because right. that's always right. a good reflection of society, what people say on social media. We always take that as gospel, Courtney.
Well, I mean,
that's
he likes
saying.
To have a good time.
But
just because you sit in the house and don't do anything, he likes to go
no,
out
when
with
I go
his
in Florida, unlike you, I don't sit in my room the whole day. But I mean,
no, but you sit with your moms and pops all day.
Curtis goes to the ice cream museum.
Yeah, exactly.
Yesterday, I did three loops.
He goes to events for James and the school. That
right.
He goes
yeah.
to, like,
Steph Diggs
you haven't lived until you go to a Montessori party.
Steph Diggs is
you two are trying to sell us on Steph Diggs.
No.
On a boat in Miami,
right.
with a bunch of ladies serving them Fun Dip,
right?
Like it's 19.
No, no.
Courtney thinks
like
it was big league. Courtney thinks he was giving out big league chew.
You two got him as Tony Montana on the boat, just lines of coke everywhere.
Listen, I know Tusi when I see Tusi.
Yeah, I don't
that
know
was
about
Tusi.
That.
Right.
I've
I don't
literally
know
what, never heard.
I don't know
cocaine.
What Tootsie
that
is.
Was. Luckily, I was able to check in with Breece Hill,
and he
told me what the kids are doing these days,
all
and
right.
it's not good. So, I mean, that's your guy. Curtis makes a great point, as he often does, and that is you're in the position as the New England Patriots where you get what's left when it comes to free agents, and so. You're going to have to accept some of the things that go along with guys that you're able to get, I guess.
I
love how people are such frauds. Curtis himself, everybody loved the Steph Diggs signing. What a great signing. Guy's going to be great for you. Now it's like, why would you sign him if the Texans didn't want him? What would you want him
no,
for?
No, I want
it. Stop it now because the internet is like the internet, so fake and phony.
Oh,
that
save
one,
that drop. The internet is like the internet.
Yep.
And it's so fake and phony. One person goes, oh, did you see him? That's cocaine. And now everybody's running with it. Before that video even came out, we were like, man, I want to be on a boat with him. Look at him party. You caught. He's right. That's our wide receiver.
Yeah.
Now it's like, what is this guy doing? Shouldn't he be at home with his leg up? And a boot or something with some ice on it.
So let's get back to reality. I'm happy that
you're
they
not,
signed
you don't
him.
Live in reality.
I'm happy. Wiggy, you just went on. I'm
yeah,
happy
know.
They signed him.
Right.
I still am happy they signed him.
Okay.
He's a guy that has a skill set that they desperately need.
Right.
This is what we used to mock. The Jets would make a flashy signing, and then he'd be on a boat, not at practice, and we'd say loser franchise. Right now, you look like a loser franchise.
Curtis,
that's it.
A texter, address this, please. A texter says you are being fraudulent. When it comes to OTAs, you used to give Tom Brady every pass in the world if he was not around for OTAs. And
yeah.
you're not doing the same for Stephon Diggs.
Tom Brady, for 19 of his 20 years, was at OTAs. In the end, he was selling his house and pissed at the coach, and I gave him a pass after he won 6 Super Bowls.
It's OTAs. No one cares.
I know it. We've said OTAs like 16 times.
Right, right, right. Now, all of a sudden, you make it sound like he missed week one of the regular season. It's OTAs.
No, I just think in terms of what for the actual things that matter, which is we talked about culture as it pertains to the Red Sox a lot yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel is trying to build a new culture. We talked about the Patriots and how he's a guy unlike Mayo who can relate to the player and is also a disciplinarian. He's been on the field with the pads, all of that. This throws a monkey wrench in the culture development from where I sit.
So if they aren't drugs, if they do the internal investigation, they weren't drugs. I don't know what it could be, but if it's not drugs, do you care?
Yeah,
no, he's gonna flip flop. He's gonna be like, oh, you know, Vrabel doing a great job with the culture down there.
Why? What is up your ass today?
Because you're a fraud, man.
How am I a fraud?
Because you're sitting here as a fraud going.
Well, you keep saying the same word.
Well,
that's
because
helpful.
I'm trying to tell you, you're like, oh. This is so wrong. What is he doing? Vrabel's got to get his hands around this before it blows up.
Did Vrabel look like a guy that was happy yesterday?
No. I think Vrabel wasn't happy because...
Why? Is he a fraud?
No, because people who don't know what they're talking about instantly went, Oh, Steph Diggs got drugs.
Yeah. Wait. You think so little of Mike Vrabel that he doesn't have an opinion for himself and that he's mad because of what other people
said? I think he has a full opinion, but I think Mike Vrabel's like, are you effing kidding me? It's, you know, the start of this and I have to talk about drugs off the bat? Like, that sucks for him.
I thought he was pissed. I didn't expect him to sound as pissed. I thought there was a chance he would just sort of say in his opening statement the way Bill used to, which is, I'm aware of some stuff online. I'm not worried about it, or we're dealing with stuff in-house. I'm not going to address it further. He went out of his way to make a comment about that.
Unlike
what I say or what anybody else say, you must think Mike Vrabel's a moron.
I think Mike Vrabel was pissed because he's thinking to himself, all right, we're starting OTAs here. We got practice, and then all of a sudden, now I got to answer questions about one of my players who the internet is allegedly saying they saw him with cocaine on a boat.
Well, you're going to have to explain to me, and you've tried, what it is.
I don't know what it is.
If it's not drugs.
Like, I don't know what it what is.
We have every other answer this morning, Wiggins.
Can I take a stab at it? It might be like sexual paraphernalia.
Whoa.
Okay, first of all, you saying that phrase should never happen on this radio show.
That's why I wanted to take a stab at it.
What are you doing? Like, he's some kind of pink erection pill? Like, what is
it? No. Well, so, like, when you look at it, it looks almost like the pink could be solid. And so I wonder if that's like a I'm trying to dance around my words carefully here.
Yeah.
One of the things looks maybe like a thing that tends to have vibrations.
You can say vibrator.
Okay,
Sean.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all adults.
All right, you know, Greg,
it's a vibrator.
16 in the morning. Okay. I'm just saying there's a chance.
Okay. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's a vibrator that comes with pink cocaine. That might be
maybe
what it
both.
Is.
I mean, those maybe, two probably go together.
Maybe that's what it is.
It's the first I've ever heard of pink cocaine. I've ever heard of it.
You got to get out on them streets.
No, I'm outside and I've never heard of pink cocaine before.
You haven't been outside?
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Well, Curtis, you brought up the Red Sox. Do we have to spend any time on the Red Sox this morning at all?
Boy, do they suck.
And I was into that game yesterday.
Me too.
Like a jackass. And there are errors left and right. There are mental mistakes that are made. There's guys that don't know how to play the position that they're playing. I know it's a Thursday, and that means that we will get to talk to Craig Breslow this morning at 9.
I've sent him the Steph Diggs video. First question to Breslow is, what's in it?
Yeah, exactly.
Probably a big Toosie guy.
What a disaster.
Is it salvageable?
No.
I don't know. You're not getting Bregman back for a considerable amount of time. And I know we have to get to trending, but I got to get this off my chest. Alex Cora is trying, I guess, to manage a baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's pinch hitting guys, moving guys around in the infield. He's trying. They stink.
Yeah.
And I don't see it getting much better. Like, Bregman's not coming back to save you.
Nope.
So, how does it get any better?
It doesn't. It doesn't at all. I mean, if it wasn't for Devers and his historic run as far as the number of RBIs he has in the month of May, who the hell knows what this team would be? But you're right.
Couldn't come up with one yesterday when you needed him to.
He had two yesterday.
Not when you needed them.
No, I know that, but still, there's eight other guys that are in the lineup that need to hit the baseball. I mean, I get it. There are eight other guys. I'm not going to crap on Devers when he has two.
I'm going to crap on all of them.
Okay.
All right.
Good morning and enjoy your breakfast. My thing is, and I agree with Wiggy on this part of the sports world, Alex Cora has done a masterclass in how to avoid responsibility and accountability. Be really nice to the people around the organization that cover the team. Because Bill Belichick had six times the success as a head coach and was cantankerous and rude and owly and all that. And the second things went south, everybody said you haven't won since you did X, Y, or Z. Alex Cora has never won without the trash can being banged. And I hate to say it, but I thought he was this great manager, and I think I'm clearly wrong. Well, you have 15 one-run losses this year. You had 13 all of last season.
Yeah,
it's not even June. You put it, I mean, the way in which that Christian Campbell's, like, can't throw the ball, I don't even know what that was.
I don't know why he was throwing that ball to home anyway.
But like, he listened to Wiggy and filled in.
Turn two. You turn two there, Curtis.
You do, absolutely.
And escape and live to play another inning. Like, the number was floating around yesterday, but and I want to ask Craig Breslow about this. Since 2018, the franchise, since they won it, is 464 and 464. They are exactly 500. That sums it up since they won the World Series in 2018.
Well, that's what they are, is a 500. Well, now they're below 500 baseball team, but.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to clearly on the show this morning, including our leads in about 10 minutes. And then they said it at 7:20. That's a quick back and forth on everything that they said yesterday in sports. And we will talk about what Kevin Millar said about the cluster F dumpster fire that is the Boston Red Sox. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45 this morning. That includes how creepy is it and what a hull man was doing in his vehicle while driving, which is not taught in driver's ed. And I mentioned Craig Breslow at 9 this morning and Hill Notes at 9:20. Right now, here is Courtney and everything that is trending this morning.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox get swept by the Brewers. Final game score 6-5 in extra innings. Brian Baio had the start. He went 4 2/3 where he gave up a run on 3 hits while striking out 2. That loss puts the Sox at 27-31 on the season. Craig Breslow will join us this morning at 9. The guys are off tonight before taking on the Braves in Atlanta tomorrow.
And just to be clear, and I know it's an analytics thing, but the plan oftentimes for these starters is to go 3 innings or go 4 innings. I like
that's the new
I understand
quality
that,
start now. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I have
can you change your mind at all? Like, are you allowed to? If you're the manager of a baseball team and a guy seems to be dealing, can you change your mind? Like, can you shut the analytics guys down every
Well, they let Garrett Crochet go a little bit longer, but then they took him out when he still wanted to.
But it seems like nowadays the only time they let these guys go longer if they're like throwing, you know, shutouts or going for like a no hitter. But I don't get it. I mean, if somebody looks good, why would you take them out?
Yep. In the NBA, the Thunder are headed to the NBA Finals. They closed out their series with the Timberwolves in Game 5 with the final last night, 124-94 at home. Tonight, can the Pacers close it out in the East with the Knicks? They're in New York for Game 5. Tip is at 8. And in the NHL, Florida is headed to the Stanley Cup Finals, taking down the Hurricanes 5-3 last night. Tonight, Edmonton will try to close it out in Dallas. Puck drop is at 8. And we already talked about it. Steph Diggs wasn't at voluntary team activity yesterday. Mike Vrabel addressed media about the situation. We're going to get to what he had to say coming up.
Quick note on the Florida Panthers getting to the Cup Final, Greg.
Yes.
How concerning is it that it feels like everybody leaves the Bruins and excels? Like, what does that say about Don Sweeney and what he's built here?
Yeah.
That everybody gets out of this building and either wins a cup or has tremendous success.
And let love bloom in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Explore up to 581 miles on a single tank in Subaru's most fuel-efficient Forester ever, the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. We'll see you after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, old friend Brad Marchand is headed to the Stanley Cup Final with his Panthers. And if they can win it, wait till he gets a look at the 40 to 50 people they get at the parade down there, Curtis, in Florida.
Oh, my God.
Out of control.
That is going to be one wild auditorium.
We have a lot to get to this morning before we head to Rhode Island, and we cannot wait to see all of you tonight for pregame at the Landing in Newport and tomorrow for the road show at the Lobster Bar in Newport. And I'm assuming that everybody is on their way. Well, in Courtney's case, I think, are you going right after the show today?
I was going to, but I'm, because of this allergy, I don't know, the congestion in my nose, I don't feel sick, so it's got to be allergies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think I'm going to go to Sweat House and try to sweat it out before to Newport.
How long's the drive up? Is it up 95?
Down 95.
Down 95?
It's down.
Down 95.
90 minutes.
I don't know highways, so I can't help.
I don't know. I don't think you can sweat out allergies, though. Can you?
It just makes me feel better. Like, I don't know what congestion. It is. Yeah, the congestion. It helps clear it a bit.
All right. So, limited party function for you tonight?
No, I think I'm going to whoop it up. My mom, my auntie, it's my mom and Auntie Kathy. They're twins. Their birthday this weekend. No. So, I'm going to whoop it up with them. Brooke's going to be there. Santo confirmed is coming.
Yes.
Okay. Good job.
We will, tonight at the Landing, we will be joined by Jones and by Keith. Mm. So maybe some kind of a scoop off or something tonight.
There you go.
Between you and Rich.
Yeah, Rich came in having Shimes back the other day, blah, blah, blah. And I said, let's be honest. Like, you're never going to have my back. He said, that's correct. Oh. So.
You said never?
Never.
Never.
Yeah.
Right.
Never.
Oh. Right.
What's the opposite of a foxhole?
Over drinks? You never know what could happen. Yeah, just make sure when you hand your mom or Auntie Kathy something, you're not on video, because before you know it, it'll be Tootsie all over the internet with Courtney.
Yeah.
Greg, was there any Tootsie on the trilogy?
No. I don't think we ever had the pink cocaine on the trilogy.
All right.
I don't
think. It's a first for me. I had
there was some pink Himalayan salt.
All right.
Well, Courtney thought it was for asthma.
Could have been that in this video. I'm with Shime. It does kind of look solid. I think it looks like weed wrapping paper and maybe like a lighter. So it could be just THC, which is fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Put on this earth, Wiggy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is Jordan from Ashland. Good morning. Hello?
Hey, afternoon.
Hold on. We didn't have you turned up. Hello?
Hello? Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can I call you Jordan? Hi, is that okay?
Sure. We'll go with that. So yesterday on the way home, I was listening to Felger and Maz, and two things that were brought up that I just wanted to get everyone's opinion on. The first was that Greg Bedard reported that even if the NFL went and drug tested Stephon Diggs today and found him to be positive for cocaine, at worst, he would get a $15,000 fine.
Okay.
And the second thing that Jim brought up was, if he's looking for an out, if this comes out, he could very easily say that, you know, Cardi B is filming a new music video. Everyone on there was an actor.
Okay.
And this is just a prop.
Oh, I never
thought. I just wanted to get everyone's opinion.
I never thought about that.
Right.
I've seen that a few places.
Okay.
People are already saying, what if Cardi was just filming a music video?
Yeah, you and Wiggy should use that to defend.
I would not use that. I mean, I've seen a million of Cardi B's videos. I've never seen cocaine in them. So why would you need a prop?
Well, there's also no proof that he was actually doing any drugs. It's just that if
distributing
those were drugs,
is just
he
bad.
Had them.
It's the internet being the internet.
But is that just in general the kind of guy you want in your organization? That's all. That's the question that some people will ask.
But everybody has to take some truth serum. Like, how many folks that we cheer for every single day, multi-millionaires who are in their late 20s, early 30s, that enjoy partying. Like, come on.
Right.
I mean,
and I'm not saying do drugs. I think drugs are bad, especially coke.
But that's the issue that I have. Like, excuse me. What's wrong with the guy? What? Like, when people say, do you want this guy in your organization? He's not a criminal. He hasn't done anything off the field. Like, he's not, you know, doing something that not just athletes, but we all do. If we all go on boats and we have a good time, and, you know, Greg, you've been on the Trilogy before, and there's been other boats. We'll be on multiple boats when we go to Lake Winnipesaukee.
Right.
So I don't get why people are like, oh, why would you not want this guy?
But let's cheer for people that are accused of domestic abuse.
Yeah, he's never done anything wrong.
Right.
We have a listener, speaking of boats, no hoes. We have a listener who wants to bring us to the show tomorrow morning on his boat.
Oh, boy.
If anybody is interested.
I think I'll be there.
Okay.
I'm a big yacht guy.
Yeah, tomorrow morning we can arrive like Washington crossing the Delaware, Curtis.
I can't wait.
As we arrive to the Lobster Bar tomorrow morning on a boat.
And just on Diggs, I agree with Wiggy on that part. Like, I don't think they should release him. I don't think this means that he shouldn't be on the team. I don't think any of those things. It's just the timing of it for what, given the conversation yesterday, the timing sucks. And I just, Karen Grigian has a story today, Greg. She quotes the first words out of Vrabel's mouth after being introduced as the new head coach. And he said, our players will respect and they will appreciate and they will be grateful for the opportunity that they have here and the people that work in this building. We are going to earn the right to be here every day. We're going to remove entitlement from our football team. We're going to get everything that we've earned from the head coach to the position coaches all the way down to the players. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day. And I think that is what got most Patriots fans jacked up, saying, okay, there's a new sheriff in town. This isn't Gerard Mayo. This is a guy that has the feeling and the gravitas to own a room. And then just to have that on the heels of the presser yesterday, it felt like it created a problem that was self-inflicted.
Well, it was a problem because just like I see people in the Twitch, oh, you're defending him. No, I'm not crucifying him for something that I have no idea about. Everybody's crucifying and going, oh, he's on the boat. That's drugs. How do you know that? Like, I'm just defending a guy that I see that who's having a good time, like a lot of people, and people instantly take him having a good time as, look at this dude. What is he doing? He's missing OTAs. He's doing cocaine. He's with all these hoes down there shaking their asses. How do you know? Just because girls shake their asses don't mean they're hoes.
Preach.
Sorry for you that you never been around fine women who like to dance. Yes.
Excuse me, I have.
So then it shouldn't be a big deal. Like twerking.
I've been around fine women who like to dance. Yeah.
But I could tell people who have never had because like they're like, oh, my God. Why is she shaking her ass like
people
that?
People were mad at me yesterday for saying, like, oh, look at the spank. It was a nice spank that it was like, that's his girlfriend.
Right. Oh, my God.
I think Courtney was on the boat, actually.
Daddy.
Did he ask for permission before he smacked her ass?
Right.
What is going on with you? Like, people, it's 2025. People like to have fun and good fun, safe fun, not just because they're on a boat, they're a bad person, they're a drug addict.
No, I understand that. I think there are people that are just concerned because it appears to be drugs. Drugs that he is taking out and talking about on a boat.
But
so,
see, it appears to be because somebody told you that.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, we... Like, you look at it, I saw it, and it
crossed my mind, but I wasn't going to jump to conclusions. It was one person or a few people started it online, and then it spun out of
control. Well, when I saw it, I didn't think, like, oh, he got cocaine, that was cocaine. Yeah. I mean, whoever came up with that, I guess, like I said, I never heard of Tootsie, so I had never heard of
it. I thought it was weed from jump, because the baggie that it was in.
When I take drugs out on the Trilogy, it's my blood pressure pills.
And Viagra.
All right.
A lot of people do Viagra. It could have been
that was
Viagra.
Like a thing in college, kid. Guys used to do that.
Uh-huh. It could have been.
Oh, just guys? Yeah, you knew somebody? Yeah. I had a friend.
No. I've never, I don't think I've ever...
hung out with somebody who was on Viagra doing Viagra.
You'll see them at the road show.
There's a lot of people older and younger
they
that do
it. No, I was going to say, but a lot of, like, before guys would go out and get smashed at the bar, they would, like, take a Viagra pill so that they could still perform. It's like, I'm sorry. If you can't perform on your own because you're too drunk, I'm
Eric
good.
Shun.
You're all set.
Yeah. I mean, I get it if you have a problem. Like,
right.
Yeah.
You don't
but
want
if,
no
if you're just doing it, yeah. If you're just doing it because you have Whiskey D.
Whiskey D.
Yeah. All right.
That's spiraled.
We have to take a quick break. Maybe they'll make a drink in honor of you tonight at the landing and call it the Whiskey D.
Yes, I'm not a big whiskey drinker. I'm actually, ever since Bermuda, I've been on the rum.
You better keep an eye on your drink because Rich might steal it.
Oh, that's true. That is true. He's been known to do that.
All right, so tonight with us at the landing, Adam Jones, Rich Keefe, they'll be doing their show after a very special extended roadshow.
Mm-hmm.
So our show tomorrow at the Lobster Bar in Newport, and then Jones and Keefe afterwards, and we will launch our leads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Next. Good choice this morning, Sean. Eric Clapton.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I mentioned Ken and I are going to see Eric Clapton. I believe that was the song that got Ken into Eric Clapton as
really?
An artist. Yeah. Back when Ken was on the gas.
Oh.
I can't tell. Is he telling you to do cocaine or telling you to avoid cocaine?
I believe that the woman, it's an analogy. Is that the word? Where cocaine is like a woman. Like you're addicted to.
Well, the woman is a drug. I got you.
I think. I don't portend to speak for Eric Clapton, Shime.
Yeah, I never asked. Yeah, I can never ask that of you.
But if you want to get down on the ground, pink cocaine on a boat in Miami.
I learned something new. I had no idea pink cocaine. I learned something new. So and they call it and they
cocaine
and the kids
very
are calling,
dangerous.
Calling it Tootsie.
Yeah.
The leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Let love bloom in a brand new 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Shime.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. This Red Sox team, man, I don't really get it. This stat courtesy of Gordo, who's one of the hosts on the Playtesty pod. Sox have been walked off now in 4 of their last 5, 6 of their last 11 road games. They got walked off 5 times all of last season. That's insane. We're not even at the halfway point in the season, and you can't seem to figure it out. And the crazier thing is that Aroldis Chapman, the guy who would be closing games, is pitching awesome.
Yes.
So I don't understand how you're finding yourself in these situations where Chapman comes in, gives you a shutdown inning in a tight game.
And then he's done.
Yeah, and then then you got to pull him. Well, I get
he has the gas to go for another inning.
But, like, even the fact that you can then, he comes out, you get a lead, and you can't just simply hold the lead for a half an inning is insane to me. And that I think that's one of the biggest problems here. And it's a lot of it is on the strength of the bullpen, and a lot of it is on Alex Cora's management of the bullpen. And I don't understand how they have found themselves losing in so many close games like this if it's not just the manager is terrible at managing late game situations. It's like the only explanation I can have at this point, other than, I guess, blaming the fact that the bullpen hasn't been great. But at moments, the bullpen is great. And so I don't understand where the disconnect is.
Also, a lot of it is on the errors. And I get it. Like, the argument is going to be it's a young team, and you got guys like Christian Campbell who are obviously gonna make a mental error here or there and try to get that runner out going home as opposed to turning the double play. You got somebody like Sogard who is not going to play first base the way you want him to play first base, so he's going to go for that ball as opposed to letting that Christian Campbell get that ball yesterday and completely cluster effing that. But I like, how long can you use the excuse that it's a young team?
Yeah.
You had Abreu had an error yesterday,
right?
Rafaela had a mental error running mm-hmm. the bases. Yeah, I mean, it's just they stink.
Yeah. And I don't mind the Rafaela one. I would rather you, Connor Wong, to be more aggressive. Like, if you know maybe you can't get runs and you have an opportunity like that, and, you know, be aggressive on the base pads. I don't mind that, and because you're struggling to score runs. So, and now what you're supposed to do, that's what I'm going to ask Breslow today. Like, when you're struggling to score and maybe hold leads, don't you want to be a little bit more aggressive so you have more opportunities to potentially score runs? I mean, you were able to score a run the other night because Rafael was aggressive on the base pads and came home on a wild pitch that, you know, some people might have said, oh, don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I it doesn't seem to be working. Do the what if game mm-hmm. all the time. It's not working for them.
No.
But
you make a good point, and I think it's something we, you know, asked Breslow today. Like, why can't Chapman go one more inning? Why do you take Bayo out when he looks like he still can go? Like that. That's the question. Like, why can't you give them another inning? Like, I don't really get that. You brought that up about Chapman. Like, why wouldn't you give him, like, one more inning or at least – one or two batters to see where he is, and then if you got to make the change, make the change.
Yeah. All right, Shine, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Jackson-esque lead for me today. Just a quick bitch about the airline industry. I looked it up. $100 billion, roughly, in the last 25 years has been spent in taxpayer money to bail out the airlines. At each turn, they pocket the money, use it for their stock options, and then punish us, those that are paying them that money. I spent over an hour on the phone yesterday. I got an email from the airline that said, your flight has changed. Click here. I had already had three seats, paid $200 plus each per seat to get a little better leg room. That was all gone. I had to reapply for my seats after Damn. Paying ungodly amounts of money. Huh. I keep getting told by the woman on the other end of the line, mahalo, everything's okay. She had never met anybody like me. So for an hour, she puts me on hold, probably to go have a sandwich, comes back and says, up, can't find anything. Finally, up, it showed up. And all they're trying to do is punish you knowing that the consumer doesn't have time because they actually have a life or things to do. And then they force you to pay for things you've already paid for, which from where I come from is theft. So just the next time you're like, do I want to fight it? I beg of you, fight it. Find someone that can sit on hold because I am done getting kicked in the nuts by these airlines that have effed us at every turn. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm. Oh. Yeah, well said, Curtis.
Good job.
The lines will get you.
It could be worse. You know where I spent an hour yesterday? Home Goods.
Ooh.
Have you ever been to Home Goods?
One of the best places on earth.
One of the best places in the world?
Yeah.
It's an absolute money suck.
Who needs
87 different baskets to keep your toiletries in?
Yeah.
Who needs...
Go get a good set of knives over there.
Yeah.
The only thing better is glasses. The container store. Those two places together.
God, you cannot get out of that place without spending a small fortune.
Yeah. Like, that is exact... Like, the difference between men and women can be found at the visceral reaction to the container store.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But the containers just got containers. At least Home Goods has, like you said, toiletries where you can, you know, you want to do your bathroom up. Which, like Shime said, you can get some plates, some knives and forks and all types of stuff.
Never again. All right, we will get to the rest of the leads next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.